While oil was good and is good for our state, it also scarred the land. Brine spills and oil spills. Can you talk about bringing the land back to life?
Well, you got to remember, part of the Pearsonia oil field is 100 years old or more. Back before people developed the production technologies that the oil patch has now, they would simply drain the oil into ponds there by the railroad track and put it on the railroad track from the pond. You didn't have as much environmental awareness as the oil producer does now, and you certainly didn't have the regulations. So we had everything from some pretty large patches that had been reservoirs for oil or salt water. You see sometimes in Oklahoma where the landowner has given the oil company the right to discharge salt water across their property. And it's not specific to Osage County. It's in a number of areas in Oklahoma. So we had historic scars, and then we had current problems. You've got to remember that all of the wells in Osage County produce large quantities of salt water and small quantities of oil. So they produce a lot of fluids. If you had the truth in labeling apply to the oil production, they'd be saltwater wells. They wouldn't be oil wells. So you have a lot of fluids. The salt water is generally injected back into the formation that it was extracted from. You have a gathering system to produce the fluids from the formation. The fluids are put in a tank battery. The oil is separated off and sold. The salt water is piped back and put in an injection well, and it goes back into that formation. So you're handling a lot of salt water. Historically, the lines that were used to transport the salt water were made of steel. And what happens when you put salt on steel? It rusts. So some of those lines, instead of pipelines, were sprinkler systems. Now there's been a trend to use a poly pipe that's made of plastic, and they don't rust. But we had a number of spills from salt water, and salt water is much harder on the land than oil. Oil is biodegradable. It's going to not be so much of a problem. Salt water sterilizes the soil, and it doesn't stay put. The salts will migrate downhill. So when you get a rain, the salts migrate a little farther downhill, a little farther downhill, and pretty soon you've got what started out to be a fairly small impacted area that's grown into several acres, and the topsoil is gone, so it's denuded. And it ain't going to grow anything, and it ain't going to get well. It ain't going to fix itself. That's where Kerry Sublette with the University of Tulsa came in and developed techniques to remediate those saltwater impacted areas. He has restored a number of them and continues to do that.
One of the keys to what Kerry does is to try to do this economically. I was up there with a group of Russian scientists one day. Much of Russia is an ecological disaster, as you know. They were interested to see ways that he had of remediating this land that would not break them, and used things like ground up hay and microbes, natural bacteria, that would literally eat the oil. Salt water, as Harvey says, is a more difficult problem, but there are ways of bringing land back to life, and if you can make it affordable, so much the better.
So that was a challenge, too, as you took the land over to clean up those, and now they're obviously cleaned up.
Well, and you got to remember, the oil business has often been as tough economically as the cattle business. The old saying in the ranching community is every rancher will go broke one or two times in his lifetime. Well, the same is true with oil men. And I remember when oil was $9 a barrel. What would happen is you'd have a saltwater spill and it might impact an acre. And they would want to say, well, we've destroyed an acre. The land is worth $300 an acre. Here's $300. And to go remediate it may be $25,000. You talk to them about remediation, and, oh, we don't want to do that. But like Jenk said, it has to be economically feasible. You know, I think the oil men want to do the right thing, but accidents are going to happen. I mean, you just better plan on it because it's going to happen. So Kerry Sublette has helped develop effective techniques that work, that have a measure of economic sustainability.
Mm-hmm.